They have a $44 billion surplus in the EI fund since 1995. Last year's surplus was over $7.7 billion. They're not so quick to stop collecting your premiums. There's a lot of money at stake here. They need the money to do the infrastructure and stuff, but they think that this is their money because the EI pool doesn't go into a separate, you know, insurance section. It goes right back into general revenues, and they get to use it any way they please. Well, we all know that that's not fair, but
buying
what
emission credits for Kyoto.
Now, the worst,
that's another story, but
the worst part about it is after 3 years, once if you don't determine that you've overpaid the amount and you can't convince them to give it back to you, they get to keep it. And then it's deemed paid properly. They get to keep it, and they really do get to put it back into their other pocket. And you can never gain access to that. Other things that they can do to you is if you go through this process and you lose and you miss a deadline and you don't appeal, you don't end up in court. And I've taken over 19 to court, and I'm very experienced. I've done over 1,000 of these, and I even end up in court. It's not that simple of a process. They have it figured out real well, not on purpose, just by the evolution as to how it happened. If you try and do this with somebody who doesn't have the experience, you're going to get stuck in the middle. You're going to lose your case. You're going to miss your deadline. And then not only do they get to keep your money, but good luck in trying to stop paying in the future.
The process is very complicated of going through it. That's why people need to rely on somebody like you who's got the experience in dealing with them on a regular basis. And you know what their weaknesses are, and you know how to beat them in court if it ever gets to that point.
People say to me, they say, Darren, what are my chances? Like, are you going to win this case for me? Are you going to lose? What are my chances? What's the percentage? I say, if you let me keep fighting for you, you're not going to lose. I will win your case. Now, what's at stake is how much of a refund I'm going to get you back, but I will win your case eventually if you stick it out with me. And if you're, you know, if I wouldn't take on your case if I didn't think you had one in the first place.